Certainly in this day and age, we have a lot of stress in our lives. Ralphie Radio Show, whether, of course, it's paying off credit card debt from the holidays, looking for a job, maybe that stress is emanating from home. Whatever the case may be, how can you identify that stress and then relieve it? Brett Cotter is the founder of StressIsGone.com. He joins me now on the Ralphie Radio Show to talk about this new study regarding the leading cause of stress in men and in women. Brett, thanks for the time. And ladies first, so we'll talk about the leading cause of stress with women happens to be life. Now, that's pretty vast. Let's get a little more specific. What exactly do they mean in this study by life?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the study that was in Business News Daily really showed that women were more stressed out around issues primarily involving the home, while men were really primarily stressed around issues at work. So that was a major difference between men and women.
But again, as far as issues at home, what issues specifically are they talking about here, Brett?
Absolutely. There was relationship issues, family issues, problems involving their living situation, also financial issues. And another big one was not having enough time to get it all done in the average day.
You know, I can certainly attest to that. Sometimes not enough hours in the day. We're talking with Brett Cotter. StressIsGone.com is his website here on the Ralphie Radio Show. And talking about this study, leading cause of stress in men and in women. We'll move to the men. That leading cause is work. And I would imagine, Brett, partially just trying to find a job is a cause of stress at this point.
Well, unemployment is definitely a huge problem. This study really focused on people that were employed, you know, and it said that, you know, a man's stress primarily stems from work. And the three major contributors there were co-worker absenteeism, workplace safety, and healthcare costs.
All right. So, Brett, now that we have the main causes of stress out of the way, I'm sure some are wondering, how can we relieve this stress?
That's a great point and a great question. So, the first thing I want people to practice doing is practice stopping your stress reaction. So the first step to stopping a stress reaction is becoming conscious the moment your body gets stressed. And there's a pretty easy technique for doing that. It's just listening and being aware of your heart rate and really using that heart rate as your body's check engine light. So when your heart starts pounding, ba-boom, 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 a light bulb should go off in your head and say, okay, I'm stressed. Now it's time to do something about it, becoming aware when you're stressed. So the next step is using your breath to flip the switch from stressed to rest. And the final step is using our mind, right? So it's silently saying, I'm okay, as you're breathing nice and deep and slow. It takes about 3 minutes, and you'll be able to stop your stress reaction in about 3 minutes, and then you can make a clear decision, a rational decision, a well-thought-out decision about the situation that presented itself that triggered your stress reaction.
Love it. Simple, easy. Really, anyone can follow those. We'll link you up with that story and the stress relief tips on the Ralphie Radio Show blog. Brett Cotter, StressIsGone.com. Thank you for the 411. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.